Howdy, I'm Richard Azarega, a principal software engineer in Microsoft's Commercial Software Engineering Division. Today, I'll share a brief overview of the Microsoft Graph SDK for JavaScript and how you can use it to build powerful applications connected to Microsoft and Office 365. Before I jump into a demo, let me cover a few highlights of the SDK. First, the Microsoft Graph SDK for JavaScript was built for both client-side applications that run in a browser and Node.js applications. It's simply a matter of referencing the JavaScript libraries in your markup or using Node Package Manager to include the SDK in your Node.js applications. The SDK is decoupled from authentication, meaning you can use any authentication approach you want against Azure Active Directory. Simply provide the SDK a valid access token when initializing the Graph client, and you're good to go. Although there isn't a dependency on these, Microsoft does offer authentication libraries such as ADAL and MSAL to easily authenticate and acquire tokens for Azure Active Directory. You use the SDK by specifying an API endpoint in the graph, adding any optional query parameters such as paging, filtering, selects, and then performing an action. The action is going to correlate to familiar HTTP verbs such as GET, post, put, delete, and more. I often have developers ask me why I use this SDK when REST and JSON are so optimized for JavaScript development already. Well, the Microsoft Graph SDK for JavaScript offers typings. This provides strongly typed classes for both TypeScript and IntelliSense. The SDK also eliminates the complexities around advanced payloads, such as binary streams, and for working with request headers. Let's take a look at the JavaScript SDK for Microsoft Graph in more detail. As I mentioned, the Microsoft Graph SDK for JavaScript supports both client-side applications that run in a browser and Node.js applications. Here, I'm going to do a quick demonstration of using this in a client-side application that uses Angular. So in this case, I already have a base project scaffolding in place, and I already have my token acquisition stuff figured out. Again, that's decoupled from the SDK. At this point, I want to incorporate the Graph SDK into this project and start using it to get information out of Office 365. So where I'm going to do that is first go out to my package.json and include a few additional things in my dependencies. The first thing I'm going to grab is I'm going to reference the actual Microsoft Graph SDK for JavaScript. So I'll just go out here and say Microsoft-Graph-Client, and I'll grab the most recent version of this. The second thing I'm going to do, because this is a client-side application, but I am building it with TypeScript, is I'm going to pull in all of the typings so that I can get all of the great strongly typed classes to work with. So let's go ahead and add one more dependency that will, again, be Microsoft. And this one is going to be Microsoft Graph Types. And again, I'll grab the most recent one of these. All right, I need to pull these into my project, so I'll simply pull up a console here. And let's do a npm install. And that should pull, again, these libraries and the typings into my project for me to be able to use. Okay, it looks like that's done. So let's go to our main app component. There's a few things that we're going to need to do here. First of all, let's import both of those two libraries that we just pulled into our project. So we'll do an import star as graph from, and we'll do our at Microsoft graph client first, and then we'll do one more, import star as, we'll say, graph types. From, in this case, our Microsoft types that we had. Now, this application is already set up to be bound to a collection of messages. We're going to query messages. So you can see that here. We have this messages, and we've defined it as an any, which is just a generic object. But now that we have our typings, we should be able to say graph types, and I can actually specify this as a specific type, in this case, a message. So you can see I have this nice strongly typed messages. In fact, if I were to start referencing a specific one, so we can say this.messages, and maybe grab the first one, you can see I get those strongly typed properties, which is really nice, as opposed to having to maybe console log out a response that I get back. So here's where I have my token. Let's now use the graph client. And what I'm going to do is define the graph client first. So we'll say client, and we're going to say graph. And again, notice that I get IntelliSense for this. And we're going to initialize this graph client. In here is where I'm going to specify my token. So we're going to say auth provider, and it's going to be a function here where we'll call done with our token. So we'll just take our token and pass it in here. Actually, do null and token. And then we can use our client to call into the graph. So what we'll do is, again, it starts with specifying the API you want. So we'll say client.api. And to that, we will pick our specific endpoint. So you can see it's asking for the path here. And I'll say me/messages. The next thing that I'm going to do is I could optionally put some additional query parameters if I wanted to maybe filter this list of messages. I could do that very easily. But what I'm going to do is go ahead and just perform my git. So we'll do a git, and this is going to return a promise that will either give us error details or we'll actually get a response back. And so finally, I already have my messages class here. And so I'm going to go ahead and grab messages and simply bind that to the results that come back. So we'll, in this case, do a comp.messages equals the result.value. All right, so let's see if we did everything right here. We'll go over to our console. Again, since this is Angular, I'll do an ng-serve. And once this finishes compiling all of our TypeScript down to JavaScript, we should be able to pull this up in a browser and give it a go. So we'll do a, let's see what port it is. Looks like it's going to be 4200. So we'll just grab this, go back to our browser, 4200. And here's our sign-in process. One of the things I'll do here really quickly, and the benefit of, again, using a modern IDE with JavaScript, is that I should be able to actually debug this along the way. So we'll go ahead and sign in with Office 365. I'll just sign in with one of my developer tenants. Here's the consent that says it wants to read my mail. And you can see that I get all of my mail messages back, again, using the power of the Microsoft Graph SDK for JavaScript. You can get started developing with the Microsoft Graph SDK for JavaScript right away using these links. All of the Microsoft Graph SDKs are offered open source on GitHub, so you can submit feedback, look at issues, and even contribute pull requests. You'll also find a number of samples for all the platforms we support out there. Finally, we're active where developers are active. So check us out on Stack Overflow and post your questions with the tag Microsoft Graph.